Are you unlocking the fifth loco?
I am done talking now. I imagine that in Chris's mind, when I said, I am done talking now, he went, I might use that later in the edit.
He's probably like, thank God.
Don't forget to turn your mic on, Hammer.
Four locos as well.
So, what is the actual topic of this episode? Because I know
Four Loco.
It's just
it's literally
Four Loco.
Four Loco, yes.
I didn't know if it meant like marketing to the youths.
Well, Four Loco was under fire for marketing to the youths.
Well, then should that be the topic? Should that
no,
be
it's
what
Four
we're
Loco.
Talking
about? Three amigos, Four Loco.
I still think you should host.
I am hosting.
Like, no, but like, think about it. Like, I do the intro. I like, you know, ask questions, and then you add data. But like, you should host.
Maybe.
Didn't I last time try to get you to do the opening?
You tried to get me to the opening, and I was like hesitant about it. And then you were like, I got to jump in. And then you did it. And
okay. I was like feeling the pressure.
Yeah. I was like, I'm not really good at improv. So.
But practicing is good.
Practicing is good.
So we should do it this time. Jonesy just walked in with a sampling event for us that's tied to what I think should be marketing to the youths of America.
It's just Four Loco. You can't, Four Loco can't
but what if
be
we
marketed
talk about,
to youth.
What if we talk about other stuff?
Well, we're going to talk about other stuff.
Yeah, we can't be chaotic and
just
go
four
off
loco.
Topic.
It's just Four Locos, trashy brands, trashy
yeah,
brands.
Yeah, this will be my first time. Also, this is huge. I thought you said it just contained caffeine.
No. It used to contain caffeine. They have to take it out because the caffeine is making people black out and get injured.
This says contains alcohol, 13.9%.
It's lethal.
You said it didn't contain alcohol, it only contains caffeine, and then this says contains alcohol.
No. I said it doesn't contain caffeine. It used to contain caffeine.
Oh, so the caffeine got
They took
the
it
alcohol.
Out. They took it out. It started getting banned because they were like marketing it towards underage like college students, and they like changed the formula. But people were pissed. They were protesting in the streets. And black market Four Loco is a thing now.
So I completely misunderstood everything you were saying, and I thought we were just going to be sitting here drinking energy drinks.
This is not an energy. They're not allowed to market it as an energy drink anymore because there's no caffeine.
We're not marketing it for them. We can say energy drink. Does it taste like an energy drink? Can I open this and pour it, by the way? Jonesy looks so
Wait,
scared
I'm
going to
do
right
like
now.
An ASMR.
Hold on. Look at Jonesy. Why? You look so nervous.
You look ASMR.
What is going on?
Oh, wow, that was loud. Sorry. I've also just had a stuffy nose all day, so I'm just like really scared that you're going to hear like my nose breathing throughout the entirety of the podcast.
Are you ready for a crisp crack of Four Loco?
Wait, I'm not supposed to shake it, I guess?
No, do not shake it.
So bad.
I mean, I'm guessing these are expensive microphones, so do not shake, please.
This is my first time.
Here's Ooh, that's a good one.
Oh, God.
We both have the same rant. We're like, ugh.
I remember these. So I loved these back in college because I was a broke college. I mean, I wasn't a broke college kid, but you know, you play up that stereotype.
And I don't know if I can drink this.
I don't blame you.
Wait, so does it taste like an energy drink with alcohol?
That one. So you have the Four Loco USA flavor.
Yes.
Sam has Four Loco Warheads.
I have Loco USA.
Loco USA. So it tastes like America.
Local U.S.
Like
local.
Basically,
Let
when
me
you
tell you, if it tastes like America.
When you crack that can,
an eagle goes ah,
and Panama by Van Halen starts playing.
Hey, Hammer, cut that into the post. Okay,
I was gonna say, like, if we could start the podcast with just having like Van Halen's Panama, or like,
no, we need to start with their record label.
Oh yeah, one, yeah, they
smells good.
No, it doesn't.
America does.
Can I smell it?
America smells great.
Mine smells like a Jolly Rancher that has been sitting in Dubra for like 3 days.
I was expecting yours to be like bright blue.
Well, yeah, it's clear.
Smell mine. It's not
good. Oh. No, yours doesn't smell as nice.
No.
I have not eaten anything all day, so this is going to be extra special.
Good. Well, let's you know, we're drink responsibly, people, first off. Second off, we'll have some food afterwards.
Actually isn't as bad as I remembered it at all.
I don't know if I have food coming, but there's a pizza shop that we love right down the street. We can get
one. But there is an aftertaste.
Are you here Friday? Are we doing Pizza Friday?
Wait, I kind of,
yeah.
This is bad. I like actually don't mind this.
Because I have a meeting and food is being catered for it.
Look at that color.
When's your meeting?
We're talking on Friday, but I'm not excited about it because it's sandwiches.
I have two Friday meetings. two go-to markets back to back.
You can have my sandwiches.
My sandwiches?
Yeah. Well, I'm getting in on this pizza because it's great.
Okay.
Yeah, we do Pizza Friday. So if you're in the office.
I have to be. I have two client meetings.
Well, perfect. So we'll, you know, just join in the paid media room and grab a slice.
Can I dive into this guy?
Of course.
I don't know if I. Yeah.
That's a lot of flavor.
Oh, yeah.
It's hitting you all at once.
That is a lot of flavor.
How would you describe the flavor of it?
America. In a can.
Yeah, because it's everything's big in it.
Yeah.
It is like, it attacks different parts of your mouth. It's like, it's sweet, it's sour.
Oh, I forgot you have a very refined drink palate.
It's intense. I like it.
Yeah.
That does not surprise me.
I might have just become a fan.
I will say.
After this, you're going to be like a really, really loyal fan.
What's super funny is you say that now and then tomorrow morning.
Oh, the sugar. Yeah.
And your stomach.
Ooh.
You'll be like, I don't know if I'm such a fan.
Yeah.
Well, this is a big can. This is a huge can.
It's like also like $5 a can. It's so cheap.
Oh, no. It was for all three of these, $11.35 or something like that. Yeah. So they're like $3.
You buy one and you're set for the evening. It's like so cheap.
There's a reason why they don't serve these on tap at bars or something like that.
That would be so bad.
Imagine
going to a bar. Like, okay, imagine going to like a nice restaurant and the waiter being like, what can I get you to drink? Like, two of the America 4 logo.
Oh, I'm sorry. We only have a grape and fruit punch. Will that be okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
You pair it with your dinner.
So you can see the red and the fruit punch and all the chemicals and all the colors really blends well with the beets.
Yeah, and the chicken.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, the chicken. But you got to go careful. You know, you got to go the gold with the fish.
Yeah, I can't just, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I poured too much in my cup, but I have to drink it.
Mama
and
did.
I've only
you
had
poured less than I do.
And I've only had one sip, and I feel like I already have heartburn, and I don't get heartburn.
Oh,
so this is a new sensation?
Maybe it's anxiety. Do you get anxiety?
Are you unlocking the fifth loco?
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
No, four loco is named after the four ingredients that it was originally made out of.
So what are the four ingredients?
It's caffeine, taurine, guarana, and it was, what is it? Wormwood, which is the supposed psychoactive in absence. They took it out. No. They took it out after a year, though, because it was too expensive. So they put more alcohol in it and like focus on the flavor.
Oh, I said I was going to tell you my absence
focus on
story.
The flavor.
You want me to do it now?
Yeah, focus on the flavor. Yeah, yeah, tell the absence story.
Do you want
story.
To put a hold on Four Loko for a minute for me to tell the story?
Yeah.
So we were standing there, we were talking about absinthe, right? Mm-hmm. And so this was
normal work conversations, promise.
This was 20 years ago. I lived in Italy, and a friend of mine went on a trip. I want to say it was Slovakia. It was somewhere in Eastern Europe. And she came back, and we had tried an absinthe in a bar in Italy. And they had told us, they're like, oh, it's not real. Like, this isn't the, like, one you see in the movies where you're going to hallucinate. This, because they're like, it's all fake now. There's no wormwood. There's no hallucinogenic effect. Well, this friend went, and she came back. She's like, I was told this is the one. This is one that still has it. This is, like, old school. This will like get you, right? She gave it to me and my roommate as a gift. And
what a nice friend.
Yeah, very nice. So there was a game over there in Italy called Two Men In or One Man Leave that was inspired by Indiana Jones and Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome, which Mark and I were just talking about 5 minutes ago. So Two Men In or One Man Leave is where you sit across from each other with a bottle of liquor and you go shot for shot until someone throws up or passes out.
Oh,
that,
my God.
That was we were just watching it last Friday, the scene in Indiana Jones, the woman at the bar.
Yes.
So I cannot remember her name. I'm so sorry. She's an incredible actress.
I really haven't seen any of the Indiana Jones.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry.
My last name is Jones. I literally am going to name my dog when I get a dog Indiana because, and I quote, we named the dog Indiana.
It was a game people played, and you didn't really take it too seriously. So if it was like too much, you'd stop. It wasn't like you have to go till you drink or pass out. It was like a goofy, good time. First, the absinthe is terrible.
It's
like that,
so bad.
It tastes unbelievably bad.
I mean, the main ingredient is something called wormwood. Anything just right there, I'd be like, nah, you know what? I respectfully pass. Yep.
couldn't mask the flavor. He was like, oh, well, you do this thing and you burn a salt a sugar cube
and like milk.
That's what they tell you to like make doesn't you do work. It and then you do it and you're like, never again.
Just don't mix heavy dairy products with drinking, especially games like shooting, like till you pass out.
Nothing's working. And so all you can do is drink more until you stop tasting things. And so we kept going. And then suddenly we're through the bottle.
This sounds like a bad idea.
We drank the whole bottle. And then we're like, well, we feel fine.
Oh, is that the thing where you're walking and you feel fine because of that other ingredient?
I think so. Well, so we're like, let's go meet everyone at the pub. And it's this pub. It's called JJ Cathedral, right next to the Duomo in Florence, where everyone would meet up before
Duomo
going out.
Duomo is so beautiful.
Yeah. And JJ Cathedral is nice because it had an outdoor area right out in front. You can drink. So we go there. And I would say it's like settling in. Like the thing was, is we were very clearly drunk by the way we spoke and the way we walked and the way we swayed. But we saw it in each other, not in ourselves. So the strange thing was like,
I wish I remember the name of the component Mark was telling me. There's like a thing that they put in it that like...
isn't, I don't know.
It makes you feel like everything's fine.
You feel fine. You're like, I'm not drunk. I'm swaying though.
I'm totally sober right now.
I can't walk straight.
I totally should go talk to that woman at the bar.
Yeah. So it's like, and then when you're talking, you hear yourself talking and you're like, what are you doing? In your head, you're like, why am I saying this stupid stuff? Why can't I say it clearly? And we're all drinking, we're having beers and we're standing outside and I'm watching my roommate sway. And he has a beer and he drops it. Glass shatters on the ground. Someone gives him another beer.
That's exactly what you do when someone can't literally hold their beer. Like, give him another one.
He drops that one. And
you drop this. Here's another one.
And then suddenly.
This is when you give them plastic cups.
Yeah. Or a glass of water.
Glass of water. But no, suddenly he takes off in a full sprint across the piazza back toward our apartment. And so I want to look out for the guy. So I go running after him.
Oh, this must have been a sight to see for all the locals.
Yeah, across the piazza, there's a little area on the corner where they're doing construction, and he's running toward it because that's the street to get up to our apartment. And I just see him start. He was at a perfect upright angle, and then he starts tilting, and right toward the construction site, crashes through the fence, dust flies up. Ooh. He goes right into it. And this is at night. No one's working.
You make it sound so cinematic, James. Yeah.
So I run up to him, and right when I get to him, I go, I want to make sure he's okay. I go to help him. Right as I get to him, he's up and he's gone again, sprinting down the street. This continues up all the way back to our apartment. I watch him. He's up, down, slam onto the ground.
He's like becoming the Leaning Tower of Pisa himself.
Thinking that. I was like the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
And this continues. I get to him. He gets out of my grasp and he runs. I get back to the apartment. The door is open. I go upstairs. He's laying on the kitchen floor, passed out. Filthy, bloody clothes are all like torn and scraped up. I leave them there. I drink water. I try to get past this absinthe experience. And it's getting late. And I try to get him up and go to his bed because he's laying right in the middle of the kitchen floor. He won't go. I grab the back of his belt and I pick him up. And that worked. I got him up in the air. But what it didn't do was hold his pants together. So I just shred his pants. I just broke, like everything comes apart.
I didn't know you were that strong, dude.
Well, it was the weight of him under me holding it.
I mean, you totally could have just gone with the fact that you're superhuman strength.
No. So the seams of his pants burst. Like he's bleeding. He's filthy. His clothes are shredded. I leave him there because I was like, what else can I do? I'll go to bed. I go to sleep.
Throw a blanket over
it. Yeah. I don't even think I did that. I wake up the next morning. I want to say it was like 10:30. And I go to the kitchen. He's still there. And so I was like, dude, wake up. You're late for work. He got up, boom, straight up, sprints out the door.
Was he still drunk?
He was still shredded and bloody. He goes straight out the door.
Was he wearing pants at this point?
Pants, shredded, boxers out, like, yeah.
Oh, goodness gracious.
So he just
poor loco could never.
He just straight up left. And then he comes back soon after. Looking the same way, but now looking kind of sad and slowed down. He's not running anymore. And he's like, they sent me home.
I wonder why.
Yeah. He ended up losing that job.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what was the job?
He worked at we worked together. Our jobs were, I called it huckster.
You were scamming people, right?
We were scamming people. So job title was American. This
makes, I'll tell you the story and be like, actually, that makes a lot of sense to me.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I just love when you start off. It's like, yeah, I was just scamming people.
It's
like,
casual.
Well, so this was this is our job.
What do you think marketing is?
Yeah, this is where I learned how to
marketing is my life's passion.
Yeah, well, this is a good intro. Right way. This was for me was a good intro into marketing because our job was in the San Lorenzo markets in Florence. It's full of tourists.
Yeah,
it's also full of crap, like terrible purses and jackets and just things that are cheaply made. Terrible ingredient or terrible like fabrics and leathers and products. So
I got my dad a tie from that market. Thanks,
sorry,
James.
Sorry, piece of crap.
That was, sorry, Dad. I don't know why I looked over there like he was going to be over there. But like, sorry, Dad.
But our job was
maybe your dad will listen to this. Mine won't, but yours might.
Come on, David.
Mr. Rubin, please listen to it.
So our job was to walk around the market and recognize other Americans. So you'd see someone, I'd see you and the way you're dressed. You're wearing a Brooks Brothers shirt, right? It's probably going to be an American. And I
like
go,
a Hawaiian
shirt.
Oh,
and then your sunglasses are American flag sunglasses,
holding
right?
a can of Four Loko.
And so,
sorry, I couldn't hear you over all this freedom.
So I would go up and I'd be like, hey.
That was so dumb.
It's perfect. I'd be like, you're American, right? And they'd be like, yeah. And I'd be like, I live here. I'm American too, but I live here now. I work here. What are you shopping for? And they'd be like, oh, my wife, she's looking for her purse. I'd be like, do not shop here. Do not shop here. You need to get out of the market. You're going to get scammed. This is all garbage. I was like, if you really want a purse, I know a guy who makes them by hand. Great Italian leather, super soft, hand-stitched. I can take you to him. His name is Massimo. I'll take you to Massimo. And they'd be like, please, yes, this is amazing. And they think they just met an insider, right? Turns out it's the same owner of the market stalls and the shops. And so I take them over there. They have a whole experience. You get an espresso. You get a glass of wine. There's big leather couches. Massimo is out right there. His table's there so you can watch him assemble the purse. It's actually cheapest crap leather bought from China. It's not stitched. It's glued. And so the purse that they would have bought for $75 in the market, we'll sell it to him for $400 here. It's the same junk. And then so when they do that, I get a kick. I get money back. So every time I would scam someone, I make money. And that was my job.
That actually, now that you're saying it, I'm like this.
You're like, this doesn't surprise me.
This makes so much sense now.
Explain that. I'm not scummy like that.
No, you're not scummy. I think it's just like you're like fun. You're like, this is so funny. Like,
I was. Yeah. I was like, this is a great experience.
Yeah, you're like, this is just a cool experience. You're like, this is hilarious. Yeah.
Someone just spent $325 more. No problem. It's all good.
No problem. They're rich American tourists.
I got a $50 kickback, dude. I'm pumped. Do you know how much wine that can buy me in Italy?
You know how many Four Locos you can buy?
16.
Math is where I draw the line. I'll tell you stats, but don't make me do the math.
Yeah. Math classes. They were fun until they put letters into them. And I was like, well, let's keep numbers with numbers and letters with letters.
Like, for my sister's math, they'd put like Greek symbols and that you're like, I don't even know what this is called. It's just like a squiggly
sigma,
line.
Sigma,
yeah. Like a bunch
a
of
delta.
A bunch of squiggly lines. You're like, this is not, it's literally not, it's Greek. It's all Greek to me.
I have enough problem with the English language.
You were looking for Greek. Appreciation for that line?
Yeah.
I noticed you held that eye contact a really long time.
I was like, oh yeah, this is a good one.
Whenever I hear about any like fraternities or sororities, I always am like, oh, I don't know any of it. It's all Greek to me. Mm-hmm. And the amount of eye rolls I get when someone's like, yeah, I was like part of Kappa, Delta, Alpha, Beta. I wasn't part of any fraternal organizations, as you could probably tell. But they'll just be like, oh God, this is, you think you're a lot funnier than you actually are.
I finished my Loco USA.
You finished it?
The one I put in.
Oh, okay.
I was about to say, James.
Like, James, you are incredibly well composed for having just finished a Four Loco minutes.
How many ounces is this?
23 and a half.
Okay, wait, Jonesy, can you? So
are we rotating so we can all try each of them?
I mean, if you want to, but like, I say just stick with one because once you start mixing the flavors, that's when
bad things
that's
happen.
When, that's when the fifth and sixth Locos come out.
So what is the, I'm curious, because when you pitched this to me, you just like sent me an Instagram post and we're like, we should do an episode on Four Loko. And I was like, sure. And then I w- went to James and I was like, well, Jonesy wants to do an episode on Four Loko. And he was like, nah, it doesn't really interest me.
Well, because Four Loko, like one, I didn't really know what it was.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to do a whole episode on a
That's
brand.
What I was like, oh, we could do like alcoholic beverages. And Jonesy's like, no, just Four Loko.
Yeah.
And then so I was like at a happy hour. I was like, I'm sorry, dude. Like James, he nixed it. And you were like, oh, and I was like, just go pitch it to him in person.
I finished
and
make my margarita.
Yeah. I was like, go make it sound.
Let's do this.
So crazy. Yeah. You were like slammed on the table. You're like,
wait, didn't you pitch me in the office?
Oh, I pitched you like three or four times.
I was going to say, was the margarita in the office?
But so what was the pitch that you gave him?
So I said, basically, if you look at all of Four Loko's branding online, primarily through Twitter and Instagram, they understand their audience so well because as we've just been talking, like we cracked these open and Sam and I both had the same reaction of, oh God, like, oh, what the hell is that? Oh. I mean, that's exactly what you want your consumer to say, right?
But is that it? But do they know their audience? Because I'm not the honest. And I went, yeah, that smells nice.
Well, I mean, you're
full of flavor. It's well, like I mean, an explosion
true.
Of taste.
You could be a new market. They could.
Yeah, you are the classy loco.
Classy loco, yeah.
It's sold in like a glass.
You have a decanter of Four Loko.
I also appreciate that now you're referring to me as classy, the one who was scam artist 1 minute ago.
Oh, dude, I mean, yeah, what can I say? But so if you look at all their branding and all their stuff online, they make so many jokes about how, like, you're going to do stupid. Sorry, Mom. Stupid shit. You're going to do stupid stuff when you're drinking it. You're not drinking it for flavor or taste or classiness or anything.
Mine tastes good. It's an explosion of taste.
It's an explosion of flavor in your mouth. Just a little, James.
Every single time someone cracks a Four Loko USA, an eagle gets its wings. But yeah, so like they make jokes about it all the time and it's like, and they understand.
That is way better than mine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, America's great.
It's like lemony. Or like citrusy.
I'm
getting notes of citrus.
It's all the flavors at once.
If you smell it, you can get hints of
alcohol. Oh,
I'm so sorry. Like
gasoline,
regret in the morning, looking back at your text, being like, oh my God, why did
the feeling of being invincible.
It definitely is like a chemical flavor.
Yeah.
Or like a chemical scent. That's what it is.
All the things we've said, like it's chemically, it's, I can't tell what the flavor is. And we're like, yet there's still
this one tastes like familiar. Like I feel like I haven't had this before, but like it's like some sort of candy or something that I've had.
It's every candy you've ever had at once.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, so you said that you started this or you led to that they know their audience.
Yeah.
How? Well, explain that to me.
I mean,
they go into SEMrush.
Yeah. They go into SEMrush. Actually, they message Sam Rubin, who's very good at her job and is great with getting you all the information and things of that. And that's how they then get it. No. But they understand, like, they're not trying to be some classy brand. They're not trying to be some elegant brand. They're sponsoring like underground artists with their record label. Mm-hmm. They've sponsored like EDM festivals and things of that nature, large music festivals. And it's just people who want to party.
Do you know how they were made?
I'm guessing two frat guys were in a basement and were like, yo, I have this Red Bull, and I have a lot of alcohol.
No, it was a Thai energy drink, but they called it energy beer.
And energy
they,
beer.
Yeah, they were like, we are the target demographic, us frat brothers in a basement.
And it's this whole thing of like kind of understanding they're not punching above where they are. They're not punching below. They understand.
This was also too expensive when I was in college.
Exactly. Really? Yeah.
I was drinking Natty Light.
Yeah.
And I had to scrounge together money for Natty Light.
Oh, because it was like the good Four Loko, the blackout in a can Four Loko.
But it's $4 for 20 ounces.
It was like, it's like $3 for like 20 ounces, but like, you can get them, like you can get them at gas stations, you can get them cheap. And it's also like, they're making jokes about it and they're making jokes about themselves. And they're not afraid to be like, yeah, Four Loko doesn't taste great, but it gets the job done. And that's what it's all about. And you can look like they're still the leader in kind of like the larger can, higher alcohol percentage malt beverage industry. Like Four Loko is still there.
Who are their competitors?
Barstool just released Pirate Water, which there's like four flavors, Malibu, or it's like Malibu Bay Breeze.
These are terrible names.
The last one I think is
Ciroc? I'm still sitting here drinking this.
Yeah.
I still like the flavor.
Yeah.
I don't like the way it makes me feel.
Well, that is what alcohol like, does to you.
Kind of crazy and chaotic and unhinged.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I feel like I've had three of these cans.
Yeah, it's really
and
strong.
I've not had
my face is getting red and really hot right now.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
Yeah, like I can tell you right now, I'm like, ooh, like I'm getting that little flush.
Yeah,
the alcohol flush. But yeah, so with that, I mean, you still look at it and there's all these brands that try to emulate it, that try to be like, yo, look at us. We're going to be edgy on Twitter. We're going to be funny. We're going to be like degenerate partiers. And
they do a lot of meme marketing on Instagram.
Yeah. And they're hysterical.
Which makes me think that they're like trying to target millennials, because millennials are known as like the meme generation.
Yeah.
Well, you're like millennial and Gen X.
Yeah. Someone once called me a Dust Bowl millennial.
that's just mean. Call me literally anything else but Dust Bowl millennial. Jesus.
I don't mind it that much.
What technically is the cutoff for like millennial, Gen X, and then...
Gen X is 1965 to 1980, and then millennials is 1981 to 1996.
So like I'm like directly on the line. Like I don't know if I'm a young millennial or whatever the
Gen Z.
Gen Z.
Gen Z is 1997 to 2012.
So I'm technically a millennial.
Yeah. Wait, okay. When were you born?
April of 96.
96. Okay. Yeah. So you're a millennial.
Yeah. Sweet. I'm just like the very tail end where everyone's like, yeah, I'm a millennial. Like us 90s kids. And I was like,
are the same generation.
We are.
Technically.
Yeah.
Does that make you feel old?
No, I feel distinguished.
Oh, there you go.
Feel accomplished.
Yeah, I've accomplished so much so far. Yeah. But yeah, so there's that. And I mean, I also...
Beyond social media, beyond organic.
Yeah.
So you're a paid media guy.
Yeah.
How do they handle paid media?
Oh yeah, this is Jonesy. He works in paid media.
What up?
Everyone listening. That was your intro. Do you want to add anything else?
Went to the University of Connecticut, go UConn, bleed blue for life. Hell yeah.
We're going to cut that.
I was trying to think of the only thing that's been a constant in my life throughout besides my family. And I was just like,
UConn.
But yeah, so for paid media efforts, so they don't really do a lot. And a lot of it is based
on... You can do paid media with alcohol, right?
Yes, but the primary demographic...
Well, how do they do it? You said, I'm still stuck on that they understand their audience.
Yeah, they know they're like, all right, we're cheap. Like, this is cheap. You're buying it for the party. That's what we're going to go. We're going to put that information out. We're going to put it out. And that's what we're going to build the brand around. And they understand that. And they're cool with it. Because, I mean, there are some brands that, like, you know, you have Coors Light and they have all those fun, cool commercials. I mean, it's Coors
Light. They want to be known as a party brand. Like, they launched a Four Loko pregame product where it's essentially just, like, a shot. But it can be used as a mixer. But they're trying to, like, bring
a shot of Four Loko?
No, it's like Four Loko, but concentrated into a shot.
Yeah. So it's like a 5-hour energy of concentrated
Four Loko. But so like they're trying to lean back into that.
Dude, they're very hard to find.
Oh, okay.
Really?
I have seen like 3 or 4 places carry them, and they're all like very shifty convenience marts where if you were to buy like any alcohol there, they're not going to card you.
Mm.
And yeah. And a lot of like large liquor stores, like the higher end liquor stores, they don't carry Four Loko.
Well, Four Loko is an underage drinker drink. Yeah. 46% of undergrad students have consumed Four Loko, and 93% it was like the first drink that they had before they were 21.
Wow.
Yeah. And they understand that they're not going for high class or anything. They're going for you're in college, you're young. That's why they have flavors.
But
like,
that's why people are kind of like, scrutinize it because they're marketing it to 18-year-olds.
Yeah, that's why we have Green Apple, there's Warhead, USA.
The packaging is really fun and colorful and awesome.
There's Blue Raspberry, Fruit Punch, Grape, Watermelon, all these like fun fruity flavors. It's almost kind of like...
So is it bad that they know their audience so well and they're like, we'll like market this to underage people. Who cares?
I mean, they're not, because everything is always has the labeling 21 plus.
That's like drink legal. Response. They have to do that.
Well, I know, but is it ethical? I mean,
who cares? It's marketing.
No, strike that from the record. First off, we're gonna bleep anything. Let's bleep that part. If is it ethical? Yes, it completely matters. But it's one of those things that you're kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't, because it had this huge rise when it first came out because of the caffeine and the alcohol. And then I believe, Sam, you might have to fact check me on this, but there was a kid who I believe passed away. I want to say like,
no, I don't think they were hospitalized, but no one actually
died. So it was hospitalized because they drank Four Loko and it had like,
there were several hospitalizations. Yeah, like that was what started kind of like schools across the US were starting to ban it on campuses because they were like, no.
And then I believe laws have been made saying you cannot create a caffeinated alcoholic beverage. Mm-hmm. So it kind of has this bad boy reputation, and it has, and it's just stuck with that. Like, not to be cheesy or cliche, it's kind of like the rebellious brand. Like, we're out there, we're loud, we're brash, we're in your face. I mean, look at the cans. This is like neon green. This was probably aged in a radioactive barrel. It was how green it is.
What's interesting on that one, like, mine is almost all logo, right?
Yeah.
Look how small your logo is.
Isn't the apple one of the original flavors?
Yeah, see, look how small the logo is.
Yeah.
Sour.
What are they doing over there?
I mean, it's bright, and you're brought in by the great, wow, the bright green.
The Four Loko was really hitting hard.
I used to have a speech impediment as a kid. Shut up.
Four Loko brought it back.
I mean, you can also look at the, like, content and food consumption of their audience, and it's like NBC Sports, TMZ, eWeed, Domino's, like Jimmy John's, Applebee's.
Taco Bell. Yeah. They make so many jokes about Taco Bell.
So it's like a very,
I mean, grungy, after drinking dirty this, I would go for some Taco Bell right now.
Dude, give me like a cheesy gordita crunch. Oh my God.
I'll tell you what though, I'm over here, I'm sipping on it, and it does taste good, and I want to keep drinking it.
Yeah.
Do you like it more, but it scares me
that how much I want to keep drinking it.
It was, as we were talked about a little bit before, it's kind of a rebellious brand. It's breaking the mold. It's doing things that like a malted beverage normally doesn't.
It also was one of the only like alcoholic beverages that was available. If you didn't want to drink like beer or hard liquor, it was like Four Loko, Mike's Hard Lemonade, or Twisted Tea. Like that was, White Claws came out like, and then changed the whole alcoholic beverage industry.
I almost call it like the seltzer revolution. Because literally. I remember like I was during my tenure at UConn, our football team was terrible. I mean, they were my freshman year, they made you pay for the bus tickets to go to and from the campus.
Do you think White Claw kind of like dropped the ball on that? Because they were the only one for a while.
No, it was Spiked Seltzer.
They were first?
So Spiked Seltzer is the only brand that can call themselves a spiked seltzer.
Oh.
Because the original one was spiked seltzer.
So how did White Claw, I mean, I
So White Claw is White a hard Claw seltzer. But now Spiked Seltzer rebranded itself to Bon and Viv's Spiked Seltzer. And they have like weird flavors. I think one of them is like elderberry or elderflower.
Oh, wait, Trevor Wallace released a video that popularized the phrase, there are no laws when you drink claws.
Yeah, ain't no laws when you're drinking claws. Yeah.
Are you saying that Four Loko sparked brand. The spiked or hard seltzer revolution?
I don't think it sparked
that, but like this is, so what Sam and I were talking
Four
about.
Four Loko's like a trashy like 2000s drink.
Yeah, because we didn't have any seltzers and like I'm not a big beer guy. Like I'll drink one, but
that's why it was so appealing to like underage drinkers.
Yeah, and like
there
was also some level of, I don't want to say like toxic masculinity, but like no, like, you know, oh, Mike's Hard, that's a pansy drink. Like, yeah, like I'm a tough guy, I'm drinking Natty. Yeah. Or,
like, look how tough I am. I drink Four Loko and then pass out.
Exactly. And it was kind of one of those things. So you could get the fruity drink, but you're like, yeah, see, I'm still tough, bro. Yeah, America. And well, like,
it kind of reminds me, though, that the just like,
yeah, the packaging is kind of masculine.
Oh, it's very masculine. It's got the camouflage on there. Even like there, I don't remember what it was. I think it was like strawberry lemonade or something like that.
It was like red and yellow.
It was like pink and yellow. Yeah. And it was like, well, who would get a strawberry lemonade drink? Well, now it's in a can that's camouflage and it's 14%. Hell yeah, bro. Let's land
big
these.
Big tall boy.
Yeah, big tall boy. You get it in like the bag and you're drinking it out of like the bag. Yeah. So like, you would have that level of like.
Tall boy roulette and like one of them is a Four Loko.
Oh my God. Yeah.
What's,
like,
what's tall boy roulette?
You put a bunch of like tall boy, like Trulies and White Claws in bags and everyone takes one and whatever you take, that's the drink you're drinking.
Yeah. So it's also like it. Yeah.
Do you spin it? Well, is it on something that spins?
I think there's like some sort of like dice or something that
you normally do like a Lazy Susan. Like you would put it on that and you'd spin it and it's basically kind of playing off the
us educating James on youth drinking culture.
Yeah.
James, next time I throw like a party at my place, I'll invite you and we'll play some Pong.
Yeah, that won't feel weird for me.
Come on, we'll throw down. Don't worry. What up? This is my boy James. This is J Dog.
He brings a pack of Four Loko.
Oh God!
I did that.
I brought a nice white Zin, but it kind of reminds me.
What would you mix the Four Loko with?
Liquid IV, Advil. Or is it Advil? That's the one you're allowed to take.
Water.
Water.
And you mix it with just water. Yeah, honestly, fair enough.
I mean, you can pour it over ice, which would be really funny. You'd be like, oh, yeah, so I've got a chilled foil.
I feel like it'd be good if you blended
Chris
with ice.
Chris is dying in the back over there.
Like, for a brand to accept, we are not mainstream. Mm-hmm. We are not for everybody.
Yeah.
We will go our own way. We will do our own thing. We will find our audience. I'm going to, mm-hmm. I'm taking this back to a normal conversation.
This is one of your, like, core beliefs.
Of what? Chaos?
Of, like, branding.
Oh, the differentiation?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It reminds me of when PBR got big again.
Oh, yeah.
They focused on the communities that were not being represented by the beer brands. And so they got very big in, like, Portland and Brooklyn, and they sponsored bike polo, and they became this very just subculture, brand. And then people go, well, Bud Light's not for me, but PBR is, because PBR is not the mainstream.
Yeah. Like, I felt like it also became kind of like a hipster beer too.
Well, I think that was part of it. I mean, they weren't going, we're going to be the hipster brand, but hipsters took to it because it was different. Yeah. It was outside the norm.
They also had such an iconic logo. And I would say, like, that's huge too, because, like, I had a hat from my local ski shop that was basically PBR logo, but it just said, I'm going to give them a shout out here too, Cutting Edge Ski and Snowboard, Berlin, Connecticut, in the middle of the logo. And I looked up at that and I was like, oh man, that's such a cool hat. I'm going to buy it. And I was just like, because it's the PBR logo. I mean, I can't tell you how many countless shirts that I saw designed in college for, like, fraternal events that were like PBR. I don't know how they got away with it, probably because they weren't big enough. Also, like, the Four Loko logo itself kind of lends itself to that, because there's nothing really else like it. Like, the loud, brash colors we were talking about, the large lettering, and then the logo being such a stark contrast to it. I think it really helps differentiate itself across, like, other tall boys. Because, I mean, you can get, like, a Mike's Harder tall boy. Wow, I don't know why I said boy so weird right there. Tall boy.
Tall boy.
You can
get Four Loko's taken over.
Yeah. I mean, even, like, Natural Light has one.
So Natural Light.
Natural, yeah. The tall boy, like, 8% Natural Light beer is called Natty Daddy. Yeah, that's a bold take. But, like, even they, like, tried to copy, you know, Four Loko with the large lettering on it and, like, Natty Daddy. And, like, something that's just trying to be out there and against the grain.
See, but no, it doesn't appeal to you, but does it appeal to someone who's 20?
Yeah, I mean, the problem is, at the end of the day, it's still Natural Light beer, and I'm not a fan of it, and then you're upping
Well, you're not a fan of it.
Yeah, but then you're also upping
that. Also, like, the younger, you have, like, this younger generation of people who are drinking, they're, like, they're not drinking to, like, sip this beautifully crafted cocktail. They're drinking to get drunk.
Right, so Natty Daddy might be great for them.
Yeah, oh, yeah, but, like, you have that.
I don't care if this tastes bad. That's
they're, like,
really
funny name, cheap drink,
yeah.
I'm good.
They're like, this is garbage, and I love it.
They're, Natural Light actually had, like, almost a competitor to Four Loko. If you can look up Natty Rush,
Is called Natty Rush could be the new Four Loko.
Yeah, and so these
Four Loko is great when you're at a shitty frat party. Is the first line of copy.
Yeah, so, like, these were, like, it was still a beer.
You'd have to be nuts to say Four Loko is your go-to drink of choice.
Excuse you, I am nuts, and I love my Four Lokos. You stay away from my beer. But yeah, it was like...
It's only 8%,
though. It was 8%, and it was a beer.
So it's like Four Loko Light.
Yeah, but it also had, like... I remember...
Two,
like,
talking, Loko.
Yeah, it was a Two Loko. It wasn't a Four Loko. Maybe, like, a 2.5, possibly a 3, but... my friend and I, like, drank one time because they were $2 for a can. So they were mad cheap, even worse. And they tasted like a beer with, like, a snow cone syrup in it. So there was, like, a blue raspberry one. And I remember saying to my friend, like, either be a beer or be a fruity mixed drink. And, like, that was the, and, like, you can be either. That's fine. But be one or the other, because when they mix together, it's not very good. And that's kind of one of the things that Four Loko has just branded themselves off of. And they're like, all right, we're going to be the mixed drink. We're going to be the fruity flavors, the bright colors, the everything else, the loud in your face. And we're going to own it, and we're going to capitalize on it, and we're going to pave the way for
it. Alcohol. I'm not finding a lot. Like, I typed Reddit in and nothing.
When did Four Loko come out? We're going to take
2005.
Yeah.
We're going to be Red Bull and vodka in a can, but with the branding of Monster.
No. It was not. They were not that, like,
purposeful.
Like, yeah. It was like, we frequently mix caffeinated beverages with alcohol. So we're going to make this drink That's called a Four Loko. That mixes alcohol and caffeine.
Yeah, the Red Bull and vodka in a can.
Red Bull and vodka in a can with more Monster-like branding.
Yeah, pretty much. Like the light, the loud, bright colors, all of that. And like now they've been around, they were kind of the industry leader in it. They don't really
need... Four Loko is an industry leader?
Well, in like that kind of like large malted beverage thing.
Oh, yeah. They're a premium malted beverage. That's what they advertise as. Premium.
Can you pull up their website?
Yes.
Oh, their website. Wait till you see the first thing when they talk about Loko USA.
I'm still not set on giving this whole episode to Four Loko.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I can also talk about other things too.
Like, yeah. Talk about something else. I'm going to look at this website.
Meet the squad. And be impressed. Core flavors, sour flavors, innovation series. That's what we drink in.
Yeah. Innovation.
Pre-game. Mm-hmm. Hit us up. I like their record website better.
Yeah.
It's in all caps, just so you know.
Of course.
Everything we release is pure flames. We sign what we like to listen to when we're chilling, working out, partying, jet skiing, scuba diving. Basically, we sign whatever we want, whenever we want. We've been working with awesome artists for years, so we figured, fuck it, let's put out some heaters. Support our artists and send us your own music. Maybe we'll release your single too. They have 3 signed artists.
Did that say scuba diving?
Yes.
Yep.
Are you drinking it while scuba diving or listening to the music while scuba diving?
That's a
We sign what we listen to, what they listen to when they're chilling, working out, partying, jet skiing, or scuba diving.
So they've got their headphones going down there?
I mean,
I guess. I would do that.
Sam, you always have your headphones on.
She has them on in case I show up and she wants to ignore me.
Today was bad. I kept having to take them off. People kept coming up to me. I was like, I just can't keep pausing.
So what I do is I just stand and point at her.
Don't you notice that you do that?
Sometimes.
Sam's Spotify
Wrapped. Sometimes you don't, and I give up and I keep walking.
Yeah, Sam's Spotify Wrapped came out today. And
it was crazy. Over 57,000 minutes listened. Mm-hmm. I'm in the top 4% of listeners in the U.S.
Mine was like,
or in the world.
Mine was like 100 minutes.
Because you don't like music.
Yeah.
I was also in the top 4% of
James,
Rebel Leadership podcast listeners.
How could you do this to me? I thought you don't like music.
You clearly don't listen to this podcast. Because it's been discussed.
I know.
Yeah, have you listened to this podcast?
Oh, yeah. I've listened to like 2 or 3 episodes so far.
What about the other episodes?
Yeah.
What's going on?
They're in my queue.
Why haven't you listened to them?
Can we cut this part?
No.
No one we've had on this podcast has listened to it.
I listened to the first one.
We learn a lot about our coworkers here.
I liked listening to the one about Barbie because I thought that was such a unique take on everything and how their branding and marketing came across.
Their sales Mattel's Barbie sales only increased 23% from July and August.
Yeah, but still they increased 23%.
But think about how much marketing and money they put into that movie. Like you'd expect it to be a little bit more than 23%.
Well, I think also the other part about it too was them acknowledging their own faults.
We need to go back to what we're talking about and stop getting on these rants, which is normally my thing, is to go chaotic.
Yeah, you're the one who's holding fort now, James.
Seriously. And so back to what Four Loko means in terms of marketing and brands.
Yeah. I think it also kind of ties into like how a brand is more than just like the product that you were selling. Like a brand is a belief. It is like,
What belief is there with Four Loko? That
partying,
I can
fun,
get drunk and what, maybe what was, not die tonight?
What was the first line of the record label, their record label thing? Like,
everything we release is pure flames. We sign what we listen to when we're chilling, working out. We sign whatever we want. It's like we do whatever we want.
This right here sounds like someone like me wrote it trying to sound like I'm 20. Everything we release is pure flames. I said that right? Did I say that right?
Pure flames.
So actually what the kids are saying, like it's YOLO
like
pure now.
Flames. It's like ironic.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, but like if you look at Pit Viper.
That was written by a 40-year-old.
Definitely.
You can get it delivered.
Yeah. I've never had it delivered. I've only bought it.
What can you get delivered? All right, go back. Keep talking about brands and we're going to keep looking at this.
That sounds like an interesting one. But yeah, like Pit Viper
sometimes
sunglasses.
The best nights happen in your sweatpants from the comfort of your mom's couch in your mom's basement. Four Loko delivery makes getting
back
your hands
to knowing
on your favorite
their audience.
Malt beverage ever.
So like, it all comes back to your first line, knowing your audience. Yeah. They live in their mom's basement.
Hey, I moved out and I have.
And you stopped drinking Four Loko. Coincidence?
Life is unpredictable.
James, stop poking holes in my logic here.
here's their brands. Life is unpredictable and full of possibilities. Chance by chance, moment by moment, we thrive on fueling epic stories that make each night unforgettable. At Four Loko, we salute those who dare to live in the moment. Four Loko Night should be big, bold, and unexpected. That's why we push boundaries through product innovation in our live events. From the beginning, the Four Loko journey has been one of relentless creativity. We started as a bold idea among friends, and a small business loan has grown to a global brand. Four Loko stories are being made in 35 countries worldwide.
Wow.
Not bad for...
As we defy convention with our products. Defy convention! Sounds like a client for us.
Holy crap.
you're slowly being like, hey, if we sign a deal with them, can I just get like all the Loko USAs?
I would love, Four Loko,
yeah,
Loko USA, but I want like a little one. Not the like super strong one.
I believe
that's what I feel about all alcoholic. Like I want, my problem with like a White Claw is that I drink it and then halfway through I am sipping it and it gets warm and stale. I want like a small airplane plane size.
Yeah,
I
like can those, keep cracking like the off. Small like 8 ounce cans.
Mm-hmm, so they're always fresh.
Yeah, I think that one point they did try doing small.
Where's
cans
my woman size Four Loko?
I don't know.
Or short king size Loko.
Yeah, short king Four Loko.
The next flavor from Four Loko, short king, less up.
See, but it's not even short king. I can put back drinks, right?
The Loko's hitting, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not a small guy, but yeah, this is a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of the idea. And I mean, there are other brands that kind of know themselves that kind of pair up with this too. If you look up Pit Viper sunglasses, one of their main brand ambassadors for a while was Rob Gronkowski, who is just...
I like how you said his Rob... Like, you could have just said Gronk. Because when you said Rob... I was like, wait, is there another Gronkowski?
There's like four of them. There's four Gronks.
Is there?
Yeah.
A family of Gronks? The Gronks?
Is that a family of Gronks? It makes it sound like we're on like a David Attenborough like documentary. Look at the family of Gronks over there. They are slowly but surely waking up, and they will consume their protein powder and lift weights. Please cut that.
Nope, we're keeping that.
We're keeping it.
Keeping that.
But yeah, so like he's like.
So
one
wait,
of the main
what's
people.
The deal with this Pit Viper thing? Because I'm trying
they
to look
like
over her shoulder,
have an Instagram.
And there's nothing.
This is like not
is this
real.
A brand you made up?
No, they're.
No, this is real.
They're like these sunglasses that are like super over the top, super loud.
Essentially what you're wearing.
Yeah. You're wearing like rip-off versions of...
No, these are cycling
they're
glasses
like,
apparently.
They look like rave glasses almost.
Yeah. And like you would see people wearing them and like you would go down to like... If you look at people like going to...
I can't with the glasses.
Sorry. America. Yeah. Coming in to save the mother... Day America.
This is where we fade out.
Family Guy reference right there.
No, that was
Team America.
Yeah, Team America. Well, also reference a Family Guy actually too.
They did?
Yeah.
I thought Family Guy didn't like them because they did that whole episode like making fun of Family Guy. But yeah, so like they would like, you know, you'd see a lot of people who would go to Ultra. Is that the music festival that's always down in Miami? Ultra?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. You'd see that. It's got the bright neon colors. They have the bright shades. They're in your face. And they've paired up with people like Gronk and other large like Instagram influencers and people who are like known for like partying. And that would be like the sunglasses they'd be wearing and stuff like that. And they knew their audience was kind of like Four Loko, dude bros. They like the loud, bold colors. I mean, these ones, they have like American flag ones. They have pink and black zebra stripes.
I appreciate... the knowing your customer thing, because if you listen to this podcast, I've referenced at least once the Kellogg's Cheez-It strategy of anyone with a mouth. So
I
our
think
audience,
Cheez-Its are going to like sue us. You've slandered them so many times.
Yeah, that's fine.
I
appreciate that. Like, I'm not used to working with brands that are just like, yeah, we know our audience. They suck. They're trash people, but they buy our product. So let's just focus on that. I've never been in that meeting where they're just like open to that. It's like, you know that guy who's not wearing a shirt, but he's at work? Like that's
he's got
guy.
Like ripped pants, like he's got like dust and blood all over him.
Yeah.
And he might get sent home from work.
Exactly. Bring it back.
Bring it all back.
No, you know what? I was looking over here while she looked at the Pit Viper, my roommate at the time. He looked like the guy.
Yeah. You know? Well, you could see him like wearing like Zubaz pants, you know,
he had shirtless. Like long shaggy hair, like wrestler. He was a wrestler. He had a good, like big build and he took his shirt off a lot.
Chris is going to have a very tough time with this podcast.
He got a lot of editing. Oh, too, Chris.
Well, we're going to wrap up now.
Yeah. I'm going to wrap it up. Chris, the hammer has a lot of editing to do because this got weird and off topic.
Dude, we were drinking Four Locos.
Yeah.
Did you not expect this to go off the rails?
Next week or whatever, next episode, we'll have Suave.
We'll have Suave. Yeah, he's due.
Sorry, we just pushing. Couldn't help
New stuff keeps popping up. Jonesy kept pitching his idea to talk Four Loko, which I feel like you didn't even get too deep into Four Loko.
Oh, no.
We only scratched the surface.
Yeah, we could definitely
scratch the surface of the Loko. Part two of the Loko.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Bye.
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 Deuces.